The big news this morning is about Billy Slater. He has been cleared to play in the NRL Grand Final.
Yeah, after that shoulder charge that happened, he'll be playing this Saturday.
Yeah, now this is what he had to say in the press conference after he got that result.
I'd just like to thank the judiciary members for a fair hearing. It was important for me tonight to get my point across and what my intentions were in this incident. Now it's important for me to focus on the game. I haven't started my preparation for the game as yet, so that starts as of now. I'd also like to thank Nick, my lawyer, the club of the Melbourne Storm. They've really helped me over the last 4 days.
Billy Slater will be playing in the grand final despite what was a shoulder charge in their game against the Cronulla Sharks. A lot of divide about this as to whether he should have been let off.
Is it fair, is the question on 13, 12, 16. Is it fair that he got let off? The shoulder charge, it's not allowed. He's done it. So does this mean that the next time that a similar shoulder charge is made that someone's going to get let off again? Like, what does this mean?
Here's where it's a bit tough. I mean, the shoulder charge rule, I mean, I don't think it was created for scenarios like the one where he could potentially have been banned for.
Yeah.
But to the letter of the law, he probably should have been banned.
Yeah.
What he says he was trying to do, I don't even know. I don't believe Billy Slater.
Right.
He's a great player, but I think he's a bit sneaky.
Is he?
He's got a history of doing some slightly unsporting things,
okay.
You know, getting his leg a bit high, using his feet and tackles and stuff like that.
And
sometimes.
Does he normally get in trouble for stuff like that?
Well, I think he gets a bit of a good deal because he's Billy Slater.
Because it's Billy Slater,
and
right.
I feel like if it was a different player not going into a grand final, they would have been suspended and it would have been just done. But it's Billy Slater going into a grand final. Look, the challenge itself, I don't think it should be a ban.
Okay.
I don't
right.
think it is.
But in general, a cover rule over anyone who does it, not just Billy Slater.
I'm so confused over this, Rach. I'm just going to go with, I don't think someone should be banned for what he did.
Right, okay. That's, in general,
yeah,
not just Billy.
In general, Billy.
Okay.
What do you think? 13, 12, 16. What do you think, Rach? Would you ban him?
I think it's his last game for his 16-year career. I would hate to see him not being able to play.
Yeah.
But he's done the wrong thing. So what does this mean?
Rules are rules.
Rules are rules.
Got to stick to them.
Uh-huh. What's your thoughts?
Tough marker, Rach.
Give us a call on 13, 12, 16.
Should Billy be allowed to play in the grand final? Sarah's on the line. He will be playing in the grand final, Billy Slater, but should he be allowed to play?
I think so, definitely.
Yeah, okay.
And why do you think he should definitely be allowed to play?
We were watching Fox last night, and I think you've got to really be aware of the legalities in that tackle. This is where defence lawyers make all their money. He could argue that it wasn't actually a shoulder charge because his arm wasn't tucked into his body as he hit him. It was actually like an inch off his chest. Yeah, it was really tricky, and that's exactly how lawyers work. So
right,
he got
okay.
him off.
Yeah.
Because his hand was slightly around the body,
it
looked like...
Well, to be a shoulder charge, your arm's got to be tucked up against your body and lead with the shoulder, but it wasn't actually, if you watch the tackle, his arm was like not tucked up against his body.
So. Right, okay. So you're saying the charge in general is wrong, the shoulder charge that they've given him?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
I think technically it wasn't. It was, but...
it's so confusing.
It is confusing.
I reckon if it was another player who had played 3 first grade games and he wasn't going into a grand final, he'd have a suspension right now.
You reckon?
I reckon.
Do you agree?
I don't know. This is why, like, people really can't judge unless they were in that tribunal to hear what was said. Like,
yeah.
And same with, like... law cases and stuff, how people get off, it's such a grey area. But
just have a good lawyer.
I'm sorry.
Hey, but look, he'll be there playing in the grand final, and he is one of the greats of the game, so I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah.
he's done nothing wrong.
No, he's
done everything right for his whole career.
He's had a few dodgy little things he's done here and there. Anyway.
Well, thanks for your call.
No worries.
See ya.
Josh is on the line. Do you think it's a good thing that Billy Slater's going to be playing?
Mate, I think it's a great thing.
So how do you feel about the shoulder charge? Do you think it was all right?
Yeah, I think it was fair, given that, like, it is a contact sport, and you know, he was going in for a ball and all tackle. So, you know, given the circumstances, there wasn't like, you know, a front rower running on a front rower just trying to hurt the other player.
Yeah, it wasn't front on. It's a difference. Yeah,
there's a massive difference. So Billy Slater was doing his best to try and stop Sasai Feke scoring that try, and you know, I think it's a fair call, and I'm glad he got off, to be honest.
Ryan's on 13, 12, 16. Do you think Billy Slater should be able to play in the grand final?
Yeah, of course he was.
Yeah, and how do you feel about the shoulder charge? Do you think that that was all right?
Nothing wrong with that.
Mate, I watched the game when it happened. I didn't think anything of it.
Well, yeah, I personally don't have an issue with the challenge either, but it comes down to, is according to the rules of the game, is it a you know, not allowed or not? That's, I guess, where
the rules need to
change.
If you
go down the rules of the game, Greg just got dumped on his head the other night. And there was nothing of it.
Yeah, see, well, that should be... That's way worse, isn't it?
And then you... Yeah, I don't know. I see everyone has an opportunity, because it's Billy Slater, to make noise about it.
Oh,
right,
well,
the
fact
that it was his last game, coming into grand final.
Yeah.
So if it was... If you say because it's him, he got off. I say because it's him, he's there in the first place.
I don't know.
Right,
I don't know about
interesting.
That. Agree to disagree on that one.
Yeah.
But I agree with you that I don't see any problem with the challenge itself. But they're just inconsistent with their rules and how they enforce them.
I think they need to change the rules. They need to maybe have a re-look at it.
The inconsistency. If you're going to do it, then you do it. But
Like,
put yourself in his shoes. He has the likes of that bloke whose brother got killed in a shoulder charge coming out attacking him over that. Like, he raised money for that family.
Yeah,
that's
true.
That.
Yeah, I didn't think of that.
And then you don't see the... There's always two sides to the story.
True.
Thanks for your call, Ryan.
Thanks,
appreciate
Ryan.
It, mate.
No worries, mate.
Michael, what do you think about Billy Slater being cleared to play in the grand final? Was that the right decision?
Look, I've done reffing for Union, and they've got some of the rules to what league is on shoulder charges.
Yep.
And by the rules, your arm technically has to... I've at least made an attempt to go around the player, and I've looked at the replays for that several times since that game, and technically he should be banned.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, the ban should have stood.
Right.
And look, if you lead with, whether your arm is not next to your side and you lead with your shoulder, the fact that you haven't lifted your arm constitutes that you've led with the shoulder. Therefore, technically, it's a shoulder charge.
Ah, thank you, Michael. Interesting to get the opinion of an actual referee.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, well, look, he's a Maroons legend. I'm sure a lot of people will be happy to see that he will be playing. And, he's been great to watch over the years, hasn't he?
Looking forward to the grand final this weekend.
It's going to be a cracker of a game.
Sure
18
is.
Away from 9 on hit.
You had a bit of pizza for dinner last night, John.
Yeah, I did, yep.
Posted the picture of it, and you've... ordered a Hawaiian pineapple.
So what?
On pizza.
So?
No. It's a no-go. It's a fruit.
You're one of those people.
Yeah, I am.
When you were banging your fist down on the desk there, you actually knocked something off the table. Wow, that's how much it means to you.
Well, I mean, I didn't realise there was that many fans of pineapple on pizza, because I'm looking at all the comments and there's that many people that are like, yes, yum, pineapple on pizza. They're all for it.
A lot of support for the pineapple on pizza. And here's the thing, Rach. I posted it just because I knew.
Every now and then,
I don't have it every time, but every now and then, I want a Hawaiian pizza just because that's what I feel like. But I put it up there because I knew there'd be all those people like you who have a big issue with it for some reason and get all upset about it.
There's two kinds of people in this world. Yeah. People that like a bit of pineapple on their pizza, and people that hate it.
Exactly right, Rach. Yeah. There are tropical people and not tropical people.
No.
People who, you know,
like
are fun and relaxed.
No.
And, you know, like wear Hawaiian shirts and are chilled.
Tropical fruits, fresh, nice, cold, chilled fruits, not heated up fruit with a bit of ham and cheese.
And then there's those who don't discriminate and who just like it no matter which way
they come. Nah, we got to throw it to the phones. We need a vote on this.
Are we really doing this?
Yeah, we are. 13, 12, 16.
Oh, no.
Are you a pineapple on pizza person? Yay or nay? Give us a call. 13, 12, 16.
Does it belong on pizza? You know what? It does.
It doesn't.
Brooklyn on 13, 12, 16. Does pineapple belong on pizza?
It certainly does.
Oh, I know.
Brooklyn.
You don't want to be a part of the tropical crowd.
No.
I want to put this to you. Have a think about it.
Okay.
Do you eat apple pie?
Yes, I do. I do eat apple pie.
So that is a warm fruit.
No,
in a pie.
No,
but
it's a sweet. This is like a savory food that you're trying to
stop putting labels.
Sweet on it.
Enough with your labels. Thank you, Brooklyn.
I don't think you can justify it. Like it's happening. Oh
no! Happening.
Good on you, Brooklyn.
God, thanks, Brooklyn.
Thank you. One bite to the pineapple.
Yep.
Liam, does pineapple belong on pizza?
Most definitely.
Yes.
Oh,
it does.
Liam, no.
It's, you know what? It's a perfect little contrast on there. It's just a little bit of flavour sensation, burst of juice in there.
Yuck. Nah. It's weird.
Most definitely. I don't know if it's a Queensland thing, but it's just like peas on pies and beetroot on a burger.
Yeah, see, peas on pies, never had that in WA. Weird. I find that weird also.
Yeah, I think maybe just WA's a bit weird.
Yeah, you know what? I agree, Liam. Rach, maybe you're the weird one. Have you ever thought about that?
Oh, come on. There's going to be people out there that think like me. There has to be.
No. You
maybe
know what?
If
you live in Queensland now, maybe you should start acting like a Queenslander.
That's it. I'm calling up my Perth friends to get them to vote on this. Thanks for your call, Liam. All right.
Okay, no worries.
See you, mate.
So it currently stands the vote at 2 votes to a pineapple pizza.
That's it. It's over.
No, it's not. No, it's not over. 0 votes to pineapple on pizza.
Just accept your loss.
No. Come on, people. If you don't like pineapple on your pizza, give us a call on 13 12 16.
You know what I'm going to do when I get home?
What?
First thing.
What?
Going to reheat a nice slice of ham and pineapple pizza.
Nah. Yuck. Pineapple on pizza, yay or nay, 13, 12, 16.
Let's go! Pro-pineapplers came out in force.
Yeah, well, we've had two calls pro-pineapplers. Still yet to find anybody that doesn't like pineapple on pizza like me.
Oh, well, that's it then, isn't it?
No.
Game over.
No, we're taking more calls on it.
We don't need it.
Yeah, we are.
Do we really need it?
Yeah, we do. Yep. Go on, take some calls.
John on 13, 12, 16. Does pineapple belong on pizza?
No.
Yes,
oh,
John!
I thought with a name like John, you would have been smarter than that.
Okay, let me tell you something about pizzas. Pizzas in Australia aren't pizzas. Pizzas in Italy have all the vegetables and all the stuff that goes on it pre-cooked.
Yes, okay.
What we have in Australia is a piece of dough with raw vegetables and God forbid they even think of putting things like chocolate and pineapple on it.
You're an Italian, aren't you, John?
Oh, yeah, I'm Italian, blood and blood. My pizza's in our place in Connellsville. All the mushrooms and capsicums and tomatoes are all roasted before they go on the pizza.
Oh, that sounds good. I love doing that because I'm a vegetarian. I have to do that. I roast all my pumpkin and stuff before I put it on.
Well, look, hold on a minute. You know, John,
pineapple doesn't belong on pizza because it's an Australian idea.
Thanks, John.
That might be how you do things in Italiano, but here in Australia, we like to put fruit in our pizza.
No, gross.
Well, then don't call it a pizza. Just call it a piece of dough with ham and pineapple.
All right,
there we
fine.
Go. We need
all
to
right,
rename
we'll call
it. That's
then.
What we need to do.
Well, either way, I'm eating it.
Thanks for your call, John.
See ya.
Mate. See ya.
Beck, does pineapple belong on pizza?
No, fruit and meat should go together.
Yes, thank you. Fruit and meat do not belong together. What do you mean, wait a minute?
I feel like there's other examples of where it goes together. We've already had the apple pie example.
Yeah, but that's not a sweet. It's like it's a main dish.
Why do we have to have rules?
Sweet.
Why are there to be rules on what we're allowed to eat?
It's just what tastes good. Hey, Beck.
Yeah, I'm not a pineapple person.
Yeah, agree.
On hot things.
Well,
on
you
hot
don't,
things. Yeah, you like pineapple if it's fresh fruit, right?
Yeah,
exactly. Don't discriminate on the fresh fruit. We just don't want to mix it with some ham.
I'm going to eat so much pineapple and pizza this week because I can.
You go for it.
And
that's gross.
I think it's tasty.
Thanks so much for your call, Beck.
No worries.
See ya.
If you want to weigh in on this all-important debate, 13, 12, 16, give us a call. It's 7:05 on Hit. Rodney, what do you think about all this hate towards pineapple on pizza?
We are Queenslanders. We eat pineapple.
We do.
What? Yeah, but not on a pizza, right?
Sometimes
are
we do.
Aren't you a vegetarian?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, well, pineapple's a vegetarian, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I thought you'd at least respect
that. Yeah, well, what are you complaining about?
What are you complaining about? We want
to have pineapple on a burger?
No, gross.
Why not?
No.
Have you ever tried pineapple on a barbecue?
No, I
haven't,
actually.
You know what's happening here, Rodney?
It crystallizes the pineapple and makes it taste better.
No.
You know what's happening here, Rodney?
Pizza's gross.
We found ourselves a pineappleist. The discriminate against pineapples.
No, I love pineapples fresh. The fruit pineapple.
I don't think
I don't like
because you
it
know why they
haven't
got pineapple in WA.
The, yes, we do.
No, they don't get them. You don't get them. They don't get. You don't get them.
They
over
don't
there.
Even have. They don't even have coral trout in WA.
Yeah, no, that's it.
Don't we? We have it shipped over from here. That's what we have.
No, no. Yeah, you shipped over from here. That's right. Because I've got friends in WA, and they said, let's get fish for tea. And they went, let's get coral trout. They said, what's coral trout?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? At
least we're not good with the fish over there. We don't really know what's going on. My mum's the same. She comes over here. She's like, what's a trout?
Well, Rodney, at least we sorted it out. We got to the bottom of what the real issue is here.
Yeah, she doesn't like pineapple.
I
doesn't
love like pineapple.
No,
I
you don't.
Love pineapple.
You hate it.
Well, you're a vegetarian.
Yeah, I
don't know. You lost.
Oh, God.
Absolute disgrace, right?
Oh, no.
That's it.
See you, Rodney.
See you, Rodney.
Bye,
thanks,
mate.
We might leave that debate there just for now.
No!
Yeah, we leave it for now. So I think we've said all we have to say for now. 13, 12, 16, is the man flu a real thing?
Look, I'm not buying the man flu. I don't believe in it. The guys on the block have been complaining about man flu for ages now. One of them had it, couldn't do anything because he had the man flu. Yeah. It's not a real thing.
Well,
it's
you know
not
who,
real.
You know who thinks it is?
Who?
I didn't play the full bit of audio of my chat with Sarah and Hayden from the block. Sarah thinks it is a real thing.
What?
The man flu's a real thing. It's a real thing.
It is a real thing.
Hey, there you go.
Sarah, come
Sarah
off
from
it.
The block
no.
thinks it is, and that's a woman saying
oh,
it.
Oh, it's no, it's not a real thing.
It
it's
is.
The same, and I'm sick of hearing everyone use it as an excuse.
Sue from Donut Empire's giving us a call. Is the man flu a real thing?
You are totally incorrect. Man flu does not, I repeat, not exist.
Yes.
What do you mean? Come soon.
It does not exist.
No,
it's the same as normal flu.
No, does not exist at all. Any man that thinks that it's a real thing needs to have a head check.
Wow. So, not just for the flu, but for an actual head check.
No, girls get up, we go to work, we do everything we need to do, keep the household running, look after kids, work full time, even if we have the flu, everything continues on.
Yeah,
a boy gets the flu and he's dying.
It's the end of the world, isn't it?
Yeah, apparently.
You know what? You know what? Us guys just get on with the job, and you know we don't complain.
No,
but
you
the truth,
don't.
No, the
you
truth
complain,
is,
you fall apart.
We are suffering.
You hit the couch like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know why? You know why? Because we get the flu worse.
No, you don't.
It's a worse strain of flu, which fortunately I'm glad that you women will never get to have because you are women, and I'm glad.
And you will never give birth, so you have no idea, no comprehension.
Yeah,
level whatsoever, don't
I figure one giving of birth is the equivalent of about six man flus.
Oh my God.
It's a fair trade.
You and I will never, ever coexist.
It's a fair trade.
Oh,
it's
God, thanks so much for your call, Sue.
No worries. Have a good day,
you
guys.
You too. See ya.
See ya, mate.